Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. I thought I'd start off with a Valentine's show. This is one of the lost Great Gildersleeve shows recorded by ART Lexington. It's number 69. They call it the Prank Valentine.
Kraft presents the Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. About this time of year, Valentines are uppermost in everyone's minds, but my mother always said that the quickest way to anyone's heart the whole year round is good-tasting, nourishing food. Now, I'll bet that's as true in your family as it is in mine. So here's a suggestion that will perk up your family's appetite and save on your wartime food budget, too. Get acquainted with parquet margarine, the delicious spread for bread made by Kraft. Spread it on bread and toast and rolls. Quality tells in that appetizing taste. Use parquet in making cookies, too, and in baking cake. It is an ideal flavor shortening. Try parquet on baked potatoes or other hot vegetables. It seasons to a queen's taste. Parquet is great for fried foods, too. It doesn't spatter or stick to the pan. Yes, your family will go for parquet. And it is so good for them, too. It is one of the best energy foods you can serve, and every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. So remember to ask for parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Now let's join the Great Gildersleeve, who today is only a shadow of his former self. Since the unhappy night last week when Leela Ransom broke off their engagement, he has pined and moped, toyed with his food, and generally hated everybody. Now, though it's breakfast time on the eve of St. Valentine's Day, the great man is not yet out of bed.
Leroy, you want some more popovers?
Sure, keep them coming, Bertie. Say, how is it we're having popovers on Saturday instead of Sunday?
Just trying to coax your uncle to eat something. It's days since he ate one of his old-time blockbusters.
Let him be a lesson to you, Bertie. Don't go falling in love.
That's a mighty good rule. Has the postman come yet?
Not yet. Are you expecting a Valentine?
Oh, there's always a chance. Ain't you expecting any?
Me? That's kid stuff. Of course, I sent a couple just for laughs. I sent a Valentine to Piggy Banks and signed it Isabel Weston.
Who's she?
Just the hottest thing in sixth grade, that's all. When Piggy sees her name, he'll faint.
You hadn't ought to do that, Leroy.
Sent one to Uncle Mort, too. Signed Leela Ransom.
Leroy, he'll kill you if he finds out.
Good morning, Leroy. Good morning, Bertie.
Morning, Miss Marjorie. I'll get your orange juice right away.
You might as well get some for Uncle Mort, too. Here he comes.
Good morning, Uncle Mort.
Good morning. Has the postman been here yet?
Not yet, huh?
Leroy, did you comb your hair this morning?
Sure I did.
With what?
Well, gosh, Unc.
Comb it again. I'm tired of coming downstairs and finding you looking like a hayrick. As a reminder, you can clean out the cellar this afternoon.
But I got a date this afternoon.
You've got a date in the cellar.
Mr. Gildersleeve, what can I get you for breakfast?
Breakfast. I can't think of anything I want, Bertie. Just bring me some oatmeal.
Oh, here comes the postman. I'll go.
Sit down. Let Bertie go.
Okay, Unc.
Thank you, Mr. Underwood. Well, here it is. A Valentine for you, Leroy.
Me?
Who's it from?
Nobody.
Who's it from?
Ethel Hammerslag.
Nothing for me, Bertie?
Sorry, Miss Marjorie.
Oh, well.
Don't tell me you were expecting Bashful Ben to crash through a Valentine.
Leroy, that's none of your business.
Who's Ben, Marjorie?
Just a man at the factory.
With big feet, and boy, is he the slowest guy in town.
He is not.
Well, is he taking you to the sweetheart's ball tonight?
Oh, you're the meanest kid I know.
Marjorie! What's the matter with her?
Search me. I guess she's sore because Ben didn't send her a valentine.
Bertie, was that all the mail?
Yes, sir, that's all.
You sure, Bertie?
Well, that's all except this one, for me.
Oh, Bertie got a valentine. Who's it from, Bertie?
The finance company.
Bertie, I've told you not to buy any more things on time.
I didn't, Mr. Gillsleeve. My brother did. I'm just a co-signer.
I warned you about that, too.
This is about a car he bought 2 years ago before he went in the Army. Now they want me to pay for it. They want me to pay them $50.
But you haven't got $50, have you?
No, sir.
Then the only thing to do is let the finance company have the car. Where is it?
I think he sold it.
Oh! Well, I've told you time and time again. This time you can get out of the mess yourself.
Yes, sir.
Who the devil's that?
I'll go. Oh, thanks, Mr. Underwood. There was another valentine after all. Here, Unc. It's for you.
No. To my valentine after a quarrel. Well, well, I knew she couldn't hold out forever. Yes, sir. I thought she'd come around. Leroy, what are you snickering about?
Nothing, Unc. I was just thinking you sure know how to handle women.
You're right, my boy. Bertie! Oh, Bertie!
Yes, Mr. Gillsleeve?
I'll have some orange juice and a few popovers.
Yes, sir.
And you might scramble a few eggs, too, Bertie.
Yes, sir. What shall I do with this oatmeal?
Save it. I've been thinking, Bertie, I may be able to get Judge Hooker to help you with that finance company.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gillsleeve. I'll get those eggs on right away.
I suppose I ought to rush right down and get a first-class bang-up valentine to send Leela. A 25-center.
Mr. Peavy's got some dandies, Unc.
He has. I'll go right down there.
Say, Unc, did you mean this afternoon I should clean out the cellar?
Cellar? Never mind it, my boy. It's such a nasty job. I'll tackle it myself next week.
Gildersleeve.
Ah, good morning, Judge. A fine morning.
What's fine about it? Don't you know enough to come in out of the rain?
Rain? By George, you're right. I hadn't noticed. Well, a little mist never hurt anybody.
I'm glad to see you taking it like this, old man.
Glad to see me taking what?
I understand you and Leela have,
Oh, that. Well, you know what they say. The course of true love never did run smooth.
Just the same, I'm glad to see you being a sport about it.
Don't you worry about me, Judge. I can take care of yours truly. And if you'll excuse me, I'll step in here and do a little of it right now.
Well, I've got a little marketing to do myself.
See you around, Judge. Don't take any wooden beefsteak.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello there, Peavy. Fine day.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that, although I suppose it is a good thing for the crops.
Let's skip the weather. Peavy, you carry valentines, don't you?
Yes, I do. Right over here, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Good.
Is this for yourself or for a friend?
For a friend? What do you think?
A friend. A valentine for a friend. Let me see. This one with the puppy dog is rather nice.
I don't know if she likes dogs.
Well, I may have one with cats.
I don't want one with cats.
Oh. Well, if she doesn't like cats...
I didn't say she doesn't like cats. She doesn't want them all over her valentines, that's all. Haven't you got one without any animal life on it?
Well, I may have the very thing.
Let's see it, then.
First, may I ask if this friend of yours has a sense of humor?
Do you think I'd be engaged to her if she hadn't?
Well, here's one card here that has always rather tickled my fancy.
What's that?
A Hunter 218A, a standard item. It's had a very good sale over the years.
Never mind that. What is it?
Well, it's here. If I can just find it. I recall that I sent one to Mrs. Peavy when we were first going together. It did the trick, too.
Well, come on. Let's see it.
Ah, here it is. You see, it has the real pine needles pasted on, and then I always got a chuckle out of the sentiment. For you, I pine. Do you get it? For you, I pine.
I got it, but I don't like it.
Well, it did the trick. I slip one of these under her grapefruit every year. We usually have a good laugh over it.
Look, Peavy, haven't you got something with cupids on it, or hearts, or roses, or something?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm glad you mentioned that. I've got one with cupids and hearts.
Well, let's see it. Let's see it.
Here's somewhere. There.
That's more like it. That's what I was looking for.
I think it has a rather suitable sentiment, too, don't you? Valentine's Day comes but once a year, and always each time in my heart there's a tear. Let's walk down life's highway together so fine, if only you'll tell me you're my Valentine.
It's a little passionate, isn't it?
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. Honest sentiment is nothing to be ashamed of.
You're right, Peavy. I'll take it. Here's your 15 cents.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yes?
You wouldn't like to take one or two of these other cards while you're about it.
What would I want with more than one?
Well, I don't want to start any rumors, but there's talk in the trade.
Talk about what?
At any moment, Valentine's may be frozen.
Oh, goodbye, Peavy. Marjorie! Oh, Marjorie!
She's in her room, Unc, but you better not go in there. She'll bite your head off.
I'll take a chance on that. You stay out.
Who's there?
Your Uncle Mort. May I come in?
If you want to.
Don't get up. I just wanted to show you the Valentine I'm giving Mrs. Ransom. Well, don't you think she'll like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, now it's not that beautiful. Honey, what's the trouble?
Nobody ever sends me anything.
Now. Tell your old uncle all about it.
You wouldn't understand.
Well, I don't pretend to understand women, but if it has anything to do with a man...
Leroy told you! I hate Leroy!
No, you don't.
She does, too.
I thought I told you to keep out of this. Now get out and close the door.
Okay.
Close it! Now, my dear, listen to me. You want Ben to take you to the dance, don't you?
I don't care what he does. I don't care if I never see him again.
I thought so. Well, why don't you go call him up? If he's tongue-tied, help him along. Don't be so old-fashioned. Suppose I stood on ceremony like that. Where would I be now with Mrs. Ransom?
Where are you?
Ugh, that's a point. I'd better get over there with this. But you take my advice. Call him up. Oh, Leroy, what are you doing here?
I'm just tying my shoe, Unc.
Do you have to tie it right outside the keyhole?
Where are you going, Unc?
Over to Mrs. Ransom's. On second thought, none of your business.
Unc, I'll take the Valentine over to her.
Oh, no, you won't. I told you to keep away from there.
If you're worried about her darling little nephew, I won't say a word to him.
You bet you won't, because you're not going near there.
But, Unc, if you go over there, something might happen. I mean, you might gum it up.
Do you think I'm going to trust you to play Cupid?
But, Unc, I could just leave it and ring the bell and run. Unc! Oh, brother, I think I'll start running now.
Oh, it's Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, if it isn't little Mike.
My name is Michael.
Oh, of course, Michael. I'm sorry, my boy, but you've forgotten too. You were going to call me Uncle Throckmorton.
Oh, that's all off.
Oh, no, Michael. Whatever gave you that idea?
I heard Aunt Leela say so.
Oh, I'm sure you're mistaken. What did she say?
She said she never wants to lay eyes on you again.
Oh, well, that was yesterday.
It was this morning.
Well, Michael, a woman is entitled to change her mind. And when you're as old as I am, you'll know she often does.
How old are you?
Never mind that. Michael, I'd like to come in and see your Aunt Leela for a few minutes.
Well, she doesn't want to see you.
Young man, please, Michael?
Well, I'll ask her. You wait here.
Why, you leave me standing here like a vacuum cleaner salesman. When Leela and I are married, I'll take that little worm and turn him inside out.
Mr. Gildersleeve, did you wish to see me?
Yes, Leela. I received your little olive branch.
Olive branch?
The Valentine you sent me.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I did not send you any Valentine.
What?
But I did receive the insulting message you sent me.
But, Leela, I didn't.
Here.
Leela! Ew, what's this? What if you're well over 40? What if you're bow-legged, too? I'm not exactly a Tarzan, so I might as well chase you, Throckmorton. Ooh! Leroy. Leroy! Leroy!
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few seconds. In the meantime, here's something that the lady next door told me to tell you. And next to my wife, she knows more about cooking and good nutrition than anyone else in our neighborhood. She says that economy isn't the only important thing you want to know about parquet. It is economical, of course, but her point is that quality, flavor, and nutrition are other big reasons why parquet margarine is preferred as a spread for bread in millions of American homes. You'll find in parquet the same quality that goes into the making of all Kraft's fine foods. Just try it on bread, or toast, or rolls, and you'll know why so many families insist on parquet. It is wonderfully nutritious, and, in fact, it is one of the best energy foods you can serve, and every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. If your dealer can't supply parquet right away, it's because so many people are asking for it, and because of wartime shortages. So watch for parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Now let's rejoin the Great Gildersleeve. He comes dashing home from Mrs. Ransom's with his valentine in his hand, his tail between his legs, and a yen to murder Leroy in his heart.
Leroy! Leroy! Marjorie, have you seen Leroy?
No, Uncle Mort, I haven't. Not for a few minutes. Why?
Oh, never mind. But if I catch that kid...
Uncle Mort, I'm terribly grateful to you.
Grateful? Grateful for what?
For your advice to the Lovelorn. It worked beautifully. Ben is calling for me in just a few minutes.
Oh? Oh, that's fine. Now, where's that Leroy?
Uncle Mort, if Ben gets here before I'm ready, will you entertain him?
Oh, sure. Certainly, my dear. Bertie! Oh, Bertie!
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Have you seen Leroy?
Leroy?
Yes, Leroy.
Not recently, no, sir.
Now, don't get fancy, Bertie. When did you see him last?
Well, sir, a few minutes ago he was looking out the front room window, and then he came back through here and run out the back door.
He's pretty smart, but he's not as smart as I am.
No, sir. Sometimes he ain't even as smart as I am.
Oh, my goodness. Marjorie's beau.
Uncle Mort!
All right. I'll let him in, Bertie.
Hi, Unc.
Leroy, you little...
Oh, Unc, this is Ben Waterford. He's come to see Marjorie.
Oh, yes. Glad to see you, Ben. Glad to meet you.
Howdy do.
Come on in, Ben. Make yourself at home.
Yes, come in, my boy. Marjorie will be down in a few minutes. Don't go away, Leroy. Here, have a chair. Have a cigar.
Who, me?
No, not you. Mr. Waterford. Ben, I understand you work down there at the factory where Marjorie is.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Gildersleeve.
He's an engineer.
Oh, is that so?
My uncle's an engineer too, Ben. He runs the town waterworks.
So Marjorie was telling me.
Yes, yes. Do you expect to go in the Army, young man?
Well, I was hoping to get in the Air Corps because I have done some flying.
Gee, did you ever fly a P-38?
No, I didn't.
A P-40?
No, I've just had civilian training.
Navigation and so on, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I'm glad you're still working here. Marjorie seems to think a good deal of you.
Oh, does she?
Yes, my boy. Marjorie thinks you're just about the nicest young fellow to hit this town in a long time.
Well, gosh.
Here comes Marjorie now.
Well, hello, Ben. It's so nice to see you.
Howdy do.
What have you been talking about?
You'd be surprised.
Well, let's go, shall we? I've got my car here.
Wonderful.
I'm glad to have met you, young man, and I hope I'll be seeing more of you.
If you know what he means.
Leroy!
Say, Ben, if you're going downtown, I could use a lift.
Sure, okay.
Thanks anyway, Ben, but Leroy isn't going anywhere right now. Goodbye, Marjorie. Have a good time.
Thank you, Uncle Mort.
Well, goodbye, sir. So long, son.
Gosh, what's your hurry?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Uncle Mort, I'm sorry I sent those valentines. I didn't mean it.
They just slipped out of your hand into the mailbox, I suppose.
Yeah.
Leroy, I have never raised my hand against you, but I feel that the time has come.
Oh, no, Unc.
Come into my study, please.
Unc, wait a minute. I'll give you all the money in my bank if you'll call it off.
I'm sorry, Leroy. Come with me.
Okay, Unc. Gosh, I didn't mean any harm.
I can't help that. Bend over.
But, Unc...
Quiet! I can't do it. I can't go through with it.
What?
Spare the rod and spoil the child. It may be a good rule, but it's not for me. Here's 50 cents. Go on to the movies.
Huh?
But next year, don't send any funny valentines.
Mr. Gillsleeve.
In here, Bertie. In the study.
Mr. Gillsleeve, are you planning on going out tonight?
No, Bertie. I wish I were.
Would it be all right then if I went out?
It's all right with me, Bertie.
Thank you.
I'll just be lying here alone with my thoughts. Oh, Leela. Leela, how can you be so cruel? You'll be sorry one of these days, Leela. See if you aren't. You'll be sorry when I die. One of these days they'll come to you with word that one whom you have long forgotten, one who loved you devotedly all through the years, is lying somewhere in a darkened room beyond the help of medical science, his face turned to the wall.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Poor Bertie.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Oh, Uncle Mort.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home.
Perhaps it's all for the best, my dear.
Uncle Mort, don't say that. You'll get well. I know you will.
No, there's no use trying to keep it from me, my dear. I'm not long for this world. Oh, well, let death come. I'm ready. Oh, who's that? Who's there?
It's only me, Unc.
Little Leroy. Come closer, my boy. My eyes are dim. I cannot see.
Why don't you pull up the shades?
You leave the shades the way they are, young man.
Leroy, don't annoy Uncle Mort now. Uncle Mort is going away on a long, long journey.
That's right.
Can I go?
No, you may not.
I told you, Leroy, don't annoy him. It's very bad for him.
That's right. I'm just hanging on by a thread as it is.
You must try to understand, Leroy. Uncle Mort is going away and may never return.
You mean he's...
I'm afraid so, my boy.
Gee, Unc. Gosh.
Don't take it so hard, my boy.
Uncle Mort?
Yes.
You know that time you were looking for the screwdriver to fix the plug in Bertie's iron, and I said I didn't have it?
Yes.
Well, I had it.
That's all forgotten, Leroy.
You mean it?
I mean it. You have my forgiveness. And there's something else I want you to have after I passed on. My watch.
Your watch? Are you kidding?
Leroy, there's one last thing I'm going to ask of you. This is my dying wish.
Yes, Unc?
Don't use that expression anymore.
Uncle Mort, you're in pain.
In pain? I'm delirious. Leela, where is she?
She's coming, Uncle Mort.
Good. You'll find all of my affairs in order, my dear. Judge Hooker will handle them for you, but keep an eye on him. And Marjorie?
Yes?
Marry Ben. He's a good lad. Leela, ooh, here I go again, delirious. Leela, where is she? Leela!
Here I am, Throckmorton. Am I frightfully late? I had to powder my nose.
Leela, come closer. Hold my poor weak hand.
Oh, Throckmorton, I've done this to you. I've done it with my cruel thoughtlessness.
It's nothing, Leela. Only a breaking heart, that's all. But I want you to know, I forgive you. Goodbye, Leela.
Throckmorton, speak to me. Judge, he isn't.
I'm afraid he is, Leela. Before we say our last farewells, before we take our final leave of our friend here, I should like to say a few words about him. I knew Gildersleeve for a good many years. He was a good man. He had his faults, like all of us.
I didn't have any more faults than you, you old goat.
Quiet. I had the floor here. You're dead. But who among us is perfect? Gildersleeve leaves a name that will long be remembered in this town. As water commissioner, his achievements are writ large upon the surface of the Summerfield Reservoir. And while as a man, he was imperfect, far from it.
I object.
Objection overruled. In addition to his niece Marjorie and his nephew Leroy, Gildersleeve leaves behind him one who was once his intended bride, a very charming lady.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
Not at all. A very charming lady whom I hope, after a suitable period of mourning, to make my very own.
Hooker!
Mr. Gildersleeve, are you in there?
Huh? Oh, I thought I was dead. I must have dozed off there.
Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yes, Bertie, what is it?
I'll be going now. Will that be all right?
Yes. Go ahead, Bertie. Have a good time. Hooker. It would be just like the old goat to do that the minute I'm out of the way. By George, I'll bet he thinks it's open season right now. Well, I'll show him a thing or two. Gildersleeve, get going! I'll show her, by George. I'll stand for no nonsense this time. And if that little brat of a nephew of hers even opens his mouth, I'll shut him up so fast. There, and don't keep me waiting.
Throckmorton!
Listen here, Leela Ransom. I've got something to say to you, and this time, by George, you're going to listen to me.
Why, of course, Throckmorton. But come in first, won't you?
Huh? Leela, I don't know how to...
You needn't explain, Throckmorton. Leroy just came over here like a little gentleman and told me the whole story.
He did? Well.
Are you going to give Leroy a spanking?
Michael!
Are you, huh? Going to give him a spanking?
Well, I...
Michael, run along now, darling. Mr. Gildersleeve and I would like to talk.
But he hasn't answered my question.
Run along, Michael. Now, what is it you wanted to say to me, Throckmorton?
Leela, will you... Will you? I can't say it with him standing there.
Michael, run along.
He hasn't answered my question.
Michael, you get upstairs just as fast as your little legs will carry you, or I'll take a switch to you. You hear?
Leela, will you be my Valentine?
Throckmorton, speaking of Valentines, I must show you what Judge Hooker sent.
Ugh, Hooker. I meant to send you a Valentine, Leela. I've got it at home. I meant to bring it over.
Oh, that's all right. Listen to this from the judge. Valentine's Day comes but once every year, and always each time in my heart there's a tear. Let's walk down life's highway together so fine. If only you'll tell me you're my Valentine.
Hooker sent you that?
Yes, isn't it the silliest thing?
Huh?
It's so corny, I mean, really. You'd think anyone would have better taste.
Yes, wouldn't you? Good night, everybody.
Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweetin. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of the Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as the Great Gildersleeve. Missy Carl played Leroy, with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie and Lisette Ralph as Bertie. Pam Hungate played Leela Ransom. Nick Helton was the judge, and yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. Also in our cast, you heard Stuart Talbert as Ben and Jan Hanley as Michael. Additional music by Mary Moore Companion. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison speaking and inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Let's listen to some music from the Dinah Shore Show from 1941.
La da 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 dee da. La da dee.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new program of songs by Dinah Shore, brought to you each Sunday at this time in appreciation of your friendliness towards Sal Hepatica, famous laxative, and Minute Rub, modern chest rub. And here she is, the brightest new star in many a radio year. The girl you just can't hear enough of. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Harry Von Zell, and good evening, everybody. Oh, Harry, did you say hello to Paul Laval, our orchestra leader?
Well, yes, Dinah. Excuse me while I answer the phone already. But... Hello? Oh, Dinah Shore, just a minute. Dinah, it's for you.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Cantor. Oh, thanks a million. Well, just a little nervous, you know. First program jitters and all. You mean you're coming up here right away? Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Cantor. Why don't we do this more often? No, Mr. Cantor, that's the name of my first song. Oh, Mr. Cantor, Paul's already started to play. I gotta sing. Yes, sir? I'll see you in a little bit. Goodbye now.
Why don't we do this more often? Just what we're doing tonight. Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often. Don't you agree that I'm right? We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. Why don't we do this more often? Just what we're doing tonight. Why don't we do just exactly what we're doing tonight? Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often. Don't you agree that I'm right? We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. Why don't we do this just a little more often? Just what we're doing tonight.
Well, that was the first number, ladies and gentlemen, of the first of a new series of programs brought to you by the Bristol-Myers Company. In order that your Sunday evening may be brighter because of Dinah Shore's singing, and that you might become further acquainted with two of their famous products, Sal Hepatica and Minute Rub. Sal Hepatica, as you probably know, is a mineral salt laxative, famous because of its gentleness and its speed. For Sal Hepatica brings gentle relief usually within an hour, which means you never have to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning or during the day. And if you'll just remember that Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce gastric acidity, I'm sure you'll get a bottle from your druggist mighty soon. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Oh, what's that? somebody knocking at the door.
I don't know. Telephone bells, people knocking. It's only the first... Well, I think it was Grand Central Station or something. I'll open it anyway. What are you... Eddie! What are you doing here?
Hello, Harry. I was in the building and just thought I'd step in to see how everything was going. Besides, I was advertising the papers that I'd be here.
Oh, Mr. Kenner, this is swell of you.
Oh, John, it's nothing. This is the very same studio where you gave your first audition for me, remember?
Uh-huh.
You were a pretty frightened little girl then. Let me see, that was in August 1940, huh?
Gee, I didn't think you'd remember that.
Here's something else you didn't think I'd remember. When you finished your audition that day, we went down for lunch... And you had an egg salad sandwich when we left. I told you I'd be seeing you. Remember?
Uh-huh. I thought you were just saying that to be nice.
No, Dinah, I knew then you really had what it takes.
Oh, it's swell of you to say that, Mr. Cantor. Because I know somebody else who got her start with you, a certain girl by the name of Deanna Durbin. I hope I'll do you just as proud.
Oh, one more thing, young lady. Now that you're a great big star with a program of your own, don't forget that to me you'll always be Dinah Shaw, who ate an egg salad sandwich after her first audition. And paid for it herself. But seriously, your opening tonight is really a great occasion in my life. Dinah, always be proud that you're an entertainer. And be thankful that you were given a talent that can bring happiness into other people's lives.
I'll never forget anything you told me, Mr. Cantor. Gee, was anybody ever this wonderful to you on your opening night?
No, Dinah. Mine was a little different. I'll never forget 10 years ago, my first night on the radio. The studio was packed. The orchestra warmed up. Everybody was tense. The sponsor was sitting in the control room daring me to make him laugh. And there I was, a young boy getting his first break.
A young boy? I thought you said this was 10 years ago.
Dinah, read what is written, please.
Oh, excuse me.
So anyway, the man in the control room threw me a cue. I opened my mouth and... fainted.
Fainted?
Yes, Dinah. And that's the true story of why Harry Von Zell introduces me on my program. Gives me time to have a transfusion. Well, Dinah, you're on your own now, so goodbye and... all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much, Mr.
And, Dinah, there's one thing I forgot to mention. Every Wednesday night, there's a little program with an orchestra. Harry Von Zell, guest stars, the Mad Russian, a fellow by the name of Eddie Cantor who tells jokes, and a girl singer named Dinah Shaw. So don't forget to be there.
Oh, I won't forget, Mr. Cantor, but do you really suggest that I faint every Sunday night?
No, honey, my only suggestion to you is sing. Because with a lovely voice like yours, how can you miss? You sing, and I'll faint. And this will be a better world for all of us, Dinah.
Why am I sitting alone tonight when I could be out where the lights are bright? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Why am I wasting these precious years? Why am I crying these bitter tears? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Doesn't ever bring me pretty flowers. Jim never tries to cheer my lonely hours. Don't know why I'm so crazy about Jim. Jim never tells me I'm his heart's desire. I never seem to set his love afire. Gone are the years I've wasted on him. Sometimes when I get feeling low, I say, let's call it quits. Then I hang on and let him go, breaking my heart in bits. Oh, someday I know that Jim will often leave me. Still, even if he does, you can believe me. I'll go on carrying a torch for Jim. I'll go on carrying
And now I'd like to tell you about a much nicer boy than Jim. His name's Paul. Well, on second thought, I guess I'll just let Paul sort of speak for himself through his music. Here's Paul Avell with the group he calls his Little Woodwinds playing a tune that just fits the band, Clarinet Polka.
Just one little piece of unfinished business now before Dinah sings again. And here we are to introduce the other product that shares the sponsorship spotlight on this program. It's Minute Rub. MINITRUB. If you're suffering from cold symptoms right now, you'll certainly appreciate the three grand ways Minute Rub helps relieve that cold wretchedness. First,
Minute Rub's analgesic or pain-relieving action soothes the discomfort and tightness caused by local congestion.
Second,
rubbing on Minute Rub stimulates the circulation, helps relieve muscular pain, and brings a comforting sensation of heat to the affected areas.
And third,
Minute Rub's active menthol vapors help relieve that stuffed-up feeling in your nasal passages.
So get an economical tube of this famous modern rub at your drugstore right away. Then massage Minute Rub briskly on your throat and chest. You'll be mighty grateful for its feeling of quick, glowing warmth, a sign you're beginning to enjoy the grand three-way relief of Minute Rub. Say, you know something? I've noticed that you've had your fingers crossed ever since we started tonight. What is that for?
Well, I might as well tell you, Harry. I'm a little superstitious.
Oh?
And for that reason, I'd like to sing this next number. It was the first song I ever sang on Mr. Cantor's show, and it was the first really big record I ever made. And since this is the first program of my very own, well, I'd like to sort of put all the firsts together and for good luck sing, Yes, My Darling Daughter. Gotta be good, or Mama will scold me. Yes, yes, yes. I asked her, and this is what she told me. Yes, yes, yes. Mother, may I go out dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, may I try romancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if there's a moon, Mama, darling, and it's shining on the water? Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll propose, Mama, darling, when the night is growing shorter? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, my darling daughter. Oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama. What if he should insist on one embrace? Mama, how can I keep him in his place? If his manner becomes a shade improper, tell him that your heart belongs to Papa. Mother, will it be exciting? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, do I look inviting? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll persist, Mama, darling, doing things he hadn't ordered? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes and no, my daughter.
The other day I was rummaging through some old songs and some not so old,
mm-hmm.
and some that I had almost forgotten and some that I don't think I'll ever forget. And among them I found the hit tune of the first year I was in New York. Everybody was singing it then, so it's one of my first and brightest memories of Broadway.
What is it?
Oh, I don't think I'll even tell you the title. See if you don't remember.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No thought, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still to purity. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. La-di-da, I feel so well.
Oh, that was swell, Dinah. But say, what is that Paul Lavelle is using for a baton?
A ruler, Harry. Paul forgot the baton tonight.
Those absent-minded people.
Well, Harry, it seems to me you've forgotten something, too.
Hmm?
Where's your tie?
My tie?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've got it. Well, you know how it is, Dinah. We're all apt to forget things sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sure, when it's raining, people are apt to forget their rubbers or umbrella or forget and sit in a draft and then catch cold. And if that should happen to any of you, ladies and gentlemen, if any of you do pick up colds, no matter how, don't forget this. Don't forget that Minute Rub promptly helps relieve cold wretchedness in three important ways. First,
Minute Rub's analgesic or pain-relieving action soothes the discomfort and tightness caused by local congestion.
Second,
rubbing on Minute Rub stimulates circulation, helps relieve muscular pain, brings a comforting sensation of heat to the affected areas.
And third,
Minute Rub's active menthol vapors help relieve that stuffed-up feeling in your nasal passages.
So ask your druggist for an inexpensive tube of this famous modern rub. And massage Minute Rub on your throat and chest whenever you suffer from cold symptoms. You'll appreciate its feeling of brisk heating warmth. For that means you've started to enjoy the three-way relief of Minute Rub. Well, as you know, each week on this program, Dinah Shore sings her record of the week. Dinah's records find their way into thousands of homes. And now we preview the one you'll be hearing and playing from this week on. Dinah, do you have anything special to say about your record of this week?
Well, not much, Harry, except that it's a new song called This Is No Laughing Matter. And it strikes me as being one of the finest short songs written in some time. It's in the same category with such wonderful old tunes as I'm Through With Love and Can't We Be Friends and The Man I Love.
And, Jim.
Well, naturally, Harry. I guess you're beginning to suspect that my fancy kind of runs to singing the mildly mournful type of melody even when I'm sitting on top of the world.
Oh, I don't know. I guess we all like to sing the blues once in a while. And ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore now sings her record release of the week, a great new torch ballad, This Is No Laughing Matter.
I have a feeling that something is wrong. This is not the way things should be. We've known each other too well and too long. You don't have to act with me. This is no laughing matter. Somehow I want to cry. I know you're sweet and I don't chatter. Really mean goodbye. This is no laughing matter. I thought we'd never part. This is no time for pretty patterns. While you break my heart, think of all the moondreams shared together beside a garden wall. Love can't always have that perfect weather. A little rain must fall. Think of the dreams you'll shatter. if you should say we're through. This is no laughing matter, darling, I'm so in love with you.
And speaking of beauty, if I may say so, you were one of the loveliest of all the lovely ladies attending the horse show the other night.
Why, Harry, you sweet thing.
Yeah, I didn't know you were interested in horses.
Oh, I love horses. You can find me most any morning riding in the park.
Really?
Hey, have you seen my horse, Bob?
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've had the pleasure of meeting him.
Oh, he's a very nice horse. He's five gated, and he has a black, shiny coat.
Well.
And the way he nuzzles up to me when I feed him sugar.
Oh, Dinah, I can see you're certainly fond of that horse, and, does Bob feel the same way about you?
Well, I don't know, but when he sees me, a smile comes over his face.
Oh, now, here,
oh,
Dinah.
Oh, really, it does, Harry.
Well, I tell you what, Dinah, suppose you and I go riding tomorrow morning.
Wonderful. I'll meet you at 6 o'clock.
Right, 6 o'clock in the morning?
6 o'clock.
What am I doing? What am I saying?
Do you care? Is there a chance for me? Do you care? I wish I knew. Won't you try to confess that you find happiness in a tender caress the way I do? Do you care that I am so in love? Please be fair. You know it's true, and just supposing I should say that I've a heart to share, would it matter at all, my darling, do you care?
Oh, très bien, Dinah, très bien.
Oh, Harry, I didn't know you spoke French.
Oh, yes, I'm learning all sorts of languages now. French,
yeah.
Spanish, Russian.
You mean all at once?
Oh, yes, it's easier that way. I just take one word a day and use it a couple of times. Like today I have сейчас.
Сейчас?
Mm-hmm, that's Russian for right away, immediately.
Harry, now how are you ever going to use that?
Well, you just listen, Dinah. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and dull due to the need of a laxative, don't put off taking one till night, no matter what your plans for the day may be. You don't have to. Just take Sal Hepatica right away, or as the Russians say, сейчас. Because this famous mineral salt laxative gives you quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. In addition, Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten the stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So get an economical bottle of Sal Hepatica first thing tomorrow. And whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, simply put 2 teaspoonfuls of Sal Hepatica in a glass of water and drink it. Then see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Now, let me see. The port is to the left,
mm-hmm.
The starboard to the right.
What?
The bow is in the
Dinah.
Front of the ship, and the
Dinah,
crew nest
Dinah,
is up
just
at
a
the
minute. What is all this seagoing talk you're doing?
Oh, Harry, some of my friends have a new boat.
Oh, well, now, Dinah, here's a tip.
Uh-huh.
If they ask you to go out in it with them, don't stand up and rock the boat. That's
Are you kidding, Harry? This is the USS Juno.
Juno?
Light cruiser, 6,000 tons.
Oh.
Heavily armed. Launched just last month. Don't stand up in the pool.
Oh, I see. Each week you sing for the boys in some branch of the service, and this week, I take it, you have a song for a sailor?
You bet I have, Harry. The officers and the men of the USS Juno have written in requesting stormy weather, and here it is, especially for them. Don't know why there's no
up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together. It's raining all the time. Life is sad, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't keep my poor self together. So weary all. Went away, the blues walk in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. And go on, everything I have is gone. Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
We have to go now.
Oh, is the time gone already, Harry? Mm-hmm. Folks, I love to sing, and if you like to listen, come to see us again next Sunday, won't you?
And ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, if you have a cold...
Remember Minute Rub.
If you need a laxative...
Remember Sal Hepatica.
And if you have 15 minutes at this same time next Sunday...
Remember Dinah Shore.
Bloody.
Good night.
La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Please stop by ART's website, www.AmericanRadioTheater.org, for more podcasts. You know, we put up a new one every month. Hey, see you next time!